If you or someone you love is interested in classical music, listen carefully. This program is for you.
We will play for you some of the best known pieces of classical music and have you screaming for more in no time.
My name is Arch and this is Archie's Archives.
Well, a happy 4th of July to everybody, and I hope you're not sick and tired of listening to all sorts of marches and national anthems and so forth, patriotic music today, because I'm going to play for you some more. The piece that I'm playing for you behind the introduction is the Fugue in C Major by Bach, opus number 545. The piece that I normally play is the Fugue in A minor, opus number 543. All the good ones are numbered from about 542 to 547. Those are all the nice organ fugues. I don't play too many of them for you folks, just because, you know, a lot of our listeners, at least the listeners that I know personally, don't like very churchy sounding music. And organ fugues sound like they are being played in a church, and they usually are, because of course pipe organs are normally found in churches. So anyway, I make these play in guitar sounds with rhythms and so on, but of course I'm really anxious that you folks learn the tunes of some of these fugues, because they are really lovely. Alright, today we are going to listen to a little bit of patriotic music, the world music, and so forth, because you know, there's lots of good music out there, and some of it comes from outside the US. Star-Spangled Banner, sung by Lauren Hart, who is the daughter of an announcer at the Flyers game in Philadelphia.
Oh, say can you see? Twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming.
Here is the Star Spangled Banner, sung by Phi Mu Alpha National Symphonic Fraternity.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming.
A gentleman called Edwin Bagley wrote a march using the Star Spangled Banner theme as an element in the march. So here it is, played by the Harmony Military Band, conducted by Richard Capp, as far as I can tell. I have an uncle who lives in Massachusetts, and when I played for him my show from last year, when I played patriotic and national music from around the world, and he said, "Have you heard the Dutch national anthem?" And I said, "No." "Well, that's really beautiful." So I downloaded that from Amazon, and here it is. It's quite interesting. It's in triple time. I decided to feature the South African national anthem because that country has had such a difficult history of violence and racial disharmony, and it might be of interest to our listeners. And I've got this song sung at the World Cup 2014 Rugby World Cup held in South Africa, and the singer is a Namibian vocalist called Nianel. Its history is very interesting. It's apparently a merging of two entirely different national anthems, and in fact the key changes about halfway through, where the second national anthem is merged into the more recently written one, and the words are really beautiful. They go, "God bless Africa, let its horn be raised, listen also to our prayers. Lord bless us, we are the family of Africa. Lord bless our nation, stop wars and suffering, save it, save our nation, the nation out of South Africa. From the blue of our skies, from the depth of our sea, come over everlasting mountains where the cliffs give answer. Sounds the call to come together, and united we shall stand. Let us live and strive for freedom in South Africa, our land." So it's really beautiful lyrics.
Take a look out.
off again for another song I played last year. The poet William Blake wrote a poem called Jerusalem, and it has become sort of an unofficial national anthem for England. Their official national anthem is God Save the Queen, but this one, Jerusalem, is the one that they sing at athletic events like cricket matches and soccer games and so on. The music is by Charles Henry Hubert Parry, Victorian era composer, actually maybe early 20th century, and he did a great job. It was initially written for organ or piano and voice, and then it was orchestrated by Sir Edward Elgar, who of course wrote the famous march that they play at graduation called Pomp and Circumstances March. So here is Edward Elgar's version that they played at the last night of the proms in 2012.
Hubert Parry's hymn, Jerusalem, in a setting of words by William Blake.
Jean Sibelius wrote the symphonic poem Finlandia, incorporating a hymn-like tune at the end. It was first performed in the year 1900. The hymn tune is beloved throughout the world and is a tune to which a well-known hymn is sung, Be Still My Soul. Here it is sung by Carmina Slovenica.
Thank you.
This next song is not very widely known, but from what we learn on the internet, it was first performed for Lincoln's birthday by a group of African-American children, and it has become a sort of African-American anthem in the USA. And as recently as the inauguration of President Obama, the chaplain who gave his blessings used the third verse of this song as his prayer. So it's an important song, and here it is for those of you who haven't heard it before. Of time to prepare a more original version of the show, so I'm going to have to borrow a few cuts from the show that I did just about a year ago for July 4th. So some of these are going to be familiar to you from that episode. This is the National Anthem of Israel. I found out that the tune is a common European melody sung in places as widely separated as Italy, Poland, the Ukraine, and Czechoslovakia, but it still sounds very Jewish.